This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. The National Lab of the Rockies has tested wind turbines near Boulder for decades. But as CPR's Sam Brash reports, some are coming down.
The Flatirons campus sits in open, windy foothills. It's long been where the lab tests cutting-edge wind turbines, but it now plans to remove five of them, more than half the total. Sandy Butterfield spent decades as the lab's lead wind energy engineer. He's worried because it appears there are no plans to replace the machines.
And that, to me, signifies the dilution of the wind energy program and all things related to wind energy research.
A spokesperson for the lab says it's just retiring outdated equipment. But the decision comes as the Trump administration pushes to defund wind and solar research. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A massive amount of water will likely have to be sent downstream this spring from Flaming Gorge in Utah and other reservoirs in the upper Colorado River Basin to help save Lake Powell from drying up during the drought. As Scott Franz reports for the Mountain West News Bureau, environmentalists see an opportunity.
If the releases are timed correctly and they're stretched out for months, conservationists say the movement of lots of water could sustain flows and help endangered fish. John Berggren is with the environmental group Western Resource Advocates.
You hear pretty much nothing but bad news about this year's hydrology and snowpack and reservoirs and everything's crashing. And it's awful, but this is actually an opportunity to see some real good.
There could be some resistance, though. Berggren says downstream states will want the water to reach Powell as quickly as possible during this year of drought. Meanwhile, governors from Colorado and the other three states where the water will be drawn from are urging the feds not to take too much and replenish what they take. I'm Scott Franz.
You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.